Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. If you're feeling a little tired, maybe stretched thin, or just looking for a small moment of peace, you're in the right place. Today we're exploring a beautiful little word with a big heart, hygge. Hygge, spelled H-Y-G-G-E, comes from Denmark. It doesn't have a perfect English translation, but it describes a feeling we all know. That cozy, calm, contented space we sometimes slip into when everything just feels right for a moment. Think snuggling under a warm blanket with a cup of tea, sharing a quiet laugh with your child, or lighting a candle after a long day. Hygge captures a feeling of coziness, comfort, and contentment, often found in life's simplest pleasures and shared moments. But it's more than just candles and soft blankets. It's about creating a space, physically and emotionally, that feels safe, nurturing, and peaceful. It invites us to slow down, be present, and find joy in the little things, even when life feels heavy. Denmark is often ranked among the happiest countries in the world, and many researchers, including Mike Viking, author of The Little Book of Hygge, believe that this cultural embrace of gentle, everyday well-being plays a big part in that happiness. It's not about having a perfect home or the right aesthetic. It's about how things feel. Safe, gentle, and welcoming. And maybe most importantly, simple. As parents, especially those raising neurodivergent children, our lives can feel like they're running on fast forward. There are so many moving parts, so many demands, and sometimes we forget that we also need rest, care, softness. That's where hygge comes in, because it reminds us that comfort isn't a luxury, it's a need. It gives us permission to slow down and find joy in small, manageable moments, like 5 minutes of quiet, a soft light in the room, or even wrapping up in a favourite hoodie. It also helps to build a calming environment, not just for us, but for our children too, when overstimulation or sensory needs are part of daily life. Creating a cozy, low-pressure atmosphere can help everyone feel more grounded. And maybe most beautifully, hygge doesn't ask anything of you. You don't need to achieve anything. Just be. That's enough. So what practical strategies can you get started with today? Let's keep this really simple and doable. Here are a few ways you can bring hygge into your day, even if you're low on energy or time. Create a soft evening ritual. light a candle or switch on a warm lamp like a salt lamp. Make a cup of something comforting, tea or hot chocolate. Then just sit, breathe, and let your shoulders drop. Even 10 minutes is enough. Set up a hygge corner. Pick a small spot in your home, a chair, a corner of the couch, even a cushion on the floor. Add a blanket or a book. It's your go-to space when you need a breather. Try a daily check-in. At dinner or bedtime, ask yourself or your family, what's one small thing that felt good today? A warm hug, a kind word, a funny moment. Noticing these things helps build a sense of comfort and connection. Simplify your weekend plans. Instead of big outings, maybe just go for a walk or have a movie night at home. Anything that helps you slow down and be present can be hygge. You don't need more stuff. You just need permission to pause. So, as you move through today, I invite you to let go of the idea that rest or joy needs to be earned. You are doing enough. And maybe tonight you'll light a little candle. Pull on a soft jumper. Sit for a few quiet moments by yourself. And breathe in that gentle warmth. That's hygge. That's well-being. Thanks so much for joining me today. You're not alone on this journey, and you don't have to do it perfectly. You just have to keep showing up one day at a time. Take care, and I'll see you next time. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.